Chu, my older sister by 3 years, is the complete opposite of me. Her name means gem in Chinese. At 8, she is quiet, shy, and obedient. Ma is always comparing us and asking why I cannot behave nicely like her. Unlike the rest of us, Chu takes after Pa and has unusually dark skin. My older brothers kid her about how she really isn't one of us. They tease her about how Pa found her abandoned near our trash can and adopted her out of pity. I am next in line, and at 5, I am already as big as Chu. Most of my siblings regard me as being spoiled and a troublemaker, but Pa says I am really a diamond in the rough. Being a Buddhist, Pa believes in visions, energy fields, seeing people's aura, and things other people might view as superstitious. An aura is a color that your body exudes and tells the observer what kind of person you are. Blue means happy, pink is loving, and black is mean. He says though most cannot see it, all people walk around in a bubble that emits a very clear color. Pa tells me that when I was born, he saw a bright red aura surrounding me, which means I will be a passionate person. To that, Ma told him all babies are born red. Gek is my younger sister, who is 3 years old. In Chinese, Gek means jade, the most precious and loved of all gems to Asians. She is beautiful, and everything she does is adorable, including the way she drools. The elders are always pinching her chubby cheeks, making them pink, which they say is a sign of great health. I think it is a sign of great pain. Despite this, she is a happy baby. I was the cranky one. As Meng and Pa talk, I lean against the railing and look at the movie theater across the street from our apartment building. I go to a lot of movies, and because of who Pa is, the theater owner lets us kids in for free. When Pa goes with us, he always insists we pay for our tickets. From our balcony, I can see a big billboard over the theater portraying this week's movie. The billboard shows a large picture of a pretty young woman with wild, messy hair and tears streaming down her cheeks. Her hair, at a closer inspection, is actually many little writhing snakes. The background depicts villagers throwing stones at her as she runs away while trying to cover her head with a traditional Khmer scarf called a kromat. The street below me is quiet now, except for the sound of straw brooms sweeping the day's litter into small piles on side streets. Moments later, an old man and a young boy come by with a large wooden cart.